The dangerously cold weather we're experiencing this week creates a playground for chemists. Minori Pereira, an associate professor of chemistry of Illinois Wesleyan University, speaks with GLT's Eric Stock to explain some of the phenomena we see when it's this cold, such as boiling water turning instantly to ice.
We think of water and we always think of either ice or just a liquid, but like the vapor, when the water becomes going to the gas and it's a vapor, and it's in the air, and the temperature surrounding those air, like the vapor, feels the zero Celsius. So the moment that happens, all the water molecules, they're like little children. They like cuddled up, and the density change and the interactions between the molecules change, so they become a solid right away. They don't need to go through the typical states of, oh, I'm going to become a liquid, then I'm going to be an ice. It just, the temperature difference being in vapor at zero Celsius, they just become little ice cubes. So that's like hail, pretty much.
And how cold does it have to be for that to become instant?
So water freezes at zero, but if you're going from vapor that is just boiled water right now, it's already at 100 Celsius. So it first needs to come to zero, and then it freezes. So if it's zero Celsius outside, it's not going to happen instantly. So it needs to be below zero for it to happen right away.
But I imagine at 20 below, where we are going to be tonight, that could very well happen then.
Of course. I think I was telling my son, who's seven, like, he goes out and, like, puff air, like, breathe out, he probably will be able to see little icicles coming down because it's going to be so cold.
Well, sure. And I guess that's the concept behind freeze bubbles.
Exactly. And I think we don't normally think of these things in advance. Just being homeowners and stuff, the pipes and just generally running a car, we think, okay, we're going to start the car and start moving. But all of these things have big implications when the temperature goes down that low, because everywhere, I mean, just in air, there's water. So everything going to condense.
Now, there are scientific explanations for how freezing cold impacts what we see in our environment and much of the technology that we rely on daily. As you said, these are things that we take for granted, like our car will start, maybe it won't. Yeah. Road salt also doesn't work at a certain temperature once it gets to near zero Fahrenheit. Explain how that works, what makes it ineffective.
So normally what we do is water freezes at zero. So to make it even lower than that, which we call depression of the freezing point, we add salt. I mean, if you add just even table salt, that has a higher melting point. So what it does is it kind of makes the water freeze even lower temperatures. So because it disrupts the water molecules network by going in between when you add the salt, so all of a sudden water molecules don't see another water molecules to like solidify. So that kind of depress that freezing point. So it works for a while, but it can't work infinitely, or because the salt is already a solid, so you can only lower it to so much going down. And so I actually don't know what temperature when salt stopped working, but like gravel and stuff is much better at these temperatures than salt, but everything will not work.
And we're visiting with Dr. Minori Pereira, who is an associate professor of chemistry at Illinois Wesleyan University, as we are discussing the chemistry of severe cold weather and the impact it has on much of what we depend on to get by in our daily lives. Diesel fuel can become a problem when you get to 25 below zero, that it can essentially be rendered ineffective if it gets to 25 below zero. How does that happen?
So diesel is awesome because when crude oil is taken out, much of the purified, like octane rated, goes in to become petroleum. The rest of it, you can end up making diesel, which is a byproduct of crude oil. Diesel is not as pure as gasoline. because what it has is some of that crude oil has like wax, like paraffin. So all those wax is in the diesel. At normal room temperature, diesel is a liquid. We really don't see that wax. And it, but when it starts freezing, those wax molecules that is in the diesel start solidifying. So all of a sudden, when you lower the temperatures, it becomes like a slush. And if you keep on making it more lower and lower, lower in the temperature, those slush, it's going to end up making little pockets of, like, balls of wax. And if it goes into the lines, the fuel lines of vehicles, they can actually block the lines. So people have to be a little bit careful. You have to warm up the cars, and even you do at these temperatures, if you have a diesel car, you want to be careful that those bigger wax pieces don't go into lines because they can block, that can cause severe damage to engines. And it's all because of those paraffin molecules, the wax molecules that is in diesel. Normally we like them because it gives a little viscosity, like a change in the flow of the diesel, but not when it's cold.
Now what about gasoline?
I would say it's purer than diesel.
So it takes a colder temperature.
It can handle colder. So rule of thumb is like diesel freezes before gasoline. I'm going to assume gasoline has a freezing point of like about negative 40 to 50 degrees. So it can go lower than diesel can.
That's Illinois Wesleyan University chemistry professor Minori Pereira with GLT's Eric Stock. She recommends warming your car's engine at least 10 minutes when it's this cold because rubber belts can snap in the cold. She also recommends checking your car's tire pressure. It will drop in these temperatures.